goes to Dr. Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Ball, B-A-L-L, fax 989-775-6472, regarding Pamela, middle initial J like Joan, Geiger, G-E-I-G-E-R, date of birth August 4th of 1949. Dear Dr. Ball, this is a consultation for Mrs. Geiger with stage 3A to B chronic kidney disease. She's had elevated creatinine levels since at least April of 2021. Previously, they were stable at 1.1 with estimated GFR of 49. But in November of 2022, the creatinine increased to 1.3. And at that point, a referral was made for further evaluation. She has had a history of hypertension. Usually it runs 130 to 140 over 70 to 80, but occasionally it's elevated when she comes to the doctor's office due to stress. Also, she had a new finding of a heart murmur at her last office visit with you, and she's scheduled to have an echocardiogram tomorrow in Elma. And so she will be proceeding with that test. Currently, she has no symptoms associated with chronic kidney disease, no dizziness or headaches, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, no wheezing, no recent upper respiratory infection, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena, occasional edema of the lower extremities that is improved when she elevates her legs, and no neuropathy, no recent falls, no history of CVA or TIA. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, mild asthma, hyperlipidemia, allergic rhinitis, obesity, and insomnia. Past surgical history, she's had bilateral cataract removal, adenoidectomy, hysterectomy, and removal of amelioblastoma, B-L-A-S-T-O-M-A, at University of Michigan in 2011. It was on the left side of her jaw, the upper mandible area, and it was benign and required no further treatment other than surgical removal and a device with a device to fill the area where the tumor was removed in her mandible with partial for eating and chewing on the left side of her mouth. Social history, the patient has never smoked cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married and retired. Family history is significant for stroke, congestive heart failure, hypertension, thyroid disease, and hyperlipidemia. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she is allergic to erythromycin and other macrolides, Levaquin, penicillin, and sulfa. Medications, she's on aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Atenolol is 50 milligram daily, and that did have hydrochlorothiazide in it until January, and then it was changed to plain atenolol. And the hydrochlorothiazide was removed due to low potassium level, and she was started on clonidine, 0.2 milligram, one twice a day. And it seems to be starting to help the blood pressure. She's also on vitamin D3, 1,000 units once daily. Flexeril is 10 milligram at bedtime as needed. Flonase nasal spray, two sprays to each nostril daily. Lipitor, 40 milligram at bedtime. Trazodone is 50 milligram daily at bedtime. Extra strength Tylenol, two tablets daily as needed for pain. Ventolin inhaler, two inhalations every 4 hours as needed, but not used routinely or daily. Voltaren gel as needed to affected areas. Atrovent nasal spray, two sprays to each nostril once a day. the clonidine is 0.2 milligram, one twice a day. And she's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical examination, height is 65 inches, weight 217 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 154 over 84, pulse 72, and blood pressure, oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension and no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, and she has a grade 2 over 6 murmur that does not radiate. It's auscultated any place on her chest. Abdomen is soft, obese, non-tender. No ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no bruise, no palpable masses. Extremities, a trace of ankle and lower extremity edema about halfway up the shin. Pulses are 2+ bilaterally. There's no lesions. Capillary refill is brisk. In labs, most recent lab studies were done 11-1 of 2022. As previously stated, the creatinine was up to 1.3, which estimated GFR is 40. Sodium was 140, potassium was 3.3, carbon dioxide 27, phosphorus is 3.5, albumin 4, hemoglobin A1C was 5.8, liver enzymes were normal. Her hemoglobin was 12.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. And then the previous creatinine levels were 1.1 over the last year with estimated GFR of 49. Most recent glucose was 106 fasting. And we don't have a urinalysis available. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels for almost 2 years and a recent increase in November of 2022. We'd like to have the patient have labs checked now, and then if the creatinine remains 1.3 or is higher, we'll be scheduling her for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder. If it's back to 1.1, we will just continue to monitor labs every 3 months. We've asked the patient to check her blood pressure at home for the hypertension. We would like to consider changing the clonidine to a different antihypertensive agent since clonidine causes a lot of side effects and generally is very short-acting and almost requires dosing every 3 times a day instead of 2 times a day, so she may need a different agent. We are going to check her urine to make sure she's not spilling protein and also looking for blood for signs of inflammation and activity in the kidneys. And she is going to monitor her blood pressure at home and let us know what those readings are. And her next visit in this practice is going to be in 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.